O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Father, in the name of Yeshua, we come before you. We thank you and we worship you. We adore you, Lord. We worship you. We give you praise. You are our Yod Heh Vav Heh. You are our Elohim, our El Gibor, our El Shaddai, our Jehovah Tzevaot. You are all in all. And this morning, and this afternoon, this evening, wherever we are praising you. We are lifting holy hands. And we are worshiping you because you are God. Beside you there is none. You are Iye Asher Iye. I am that I am. You will be whatever you will be in every situation. Father, we thank you this morning, this afternoon, this evening, that you have attended and made ear to our prayer. We are calling you to come and join us. And we are worshiping you in the beauty of holiness. Father, we bring everything before you and we lay everything before your throne and we say hallelujah to your name. We give you praise for giving us a beautiful day, for giving us another opportunity to see today, for giving us an opportunity to see who you are and what you are doing in our lives. Father, before we start anything, we invite you and we say Shalom, Father. We say glory, Father. We say hallelujah, Father. We believe today all things are possible because you said you can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So this moment, the only thing we require this moment is just to worship you, is just to praise you, and that you will receive this prayer and this worship in the beauty of holiness. In Yeshua's mighty name, amen. Shalom, Dodi, my beloved. Will you join me for a prayer today? Because I am led today somehow to just worship and to praise Him. You know, we spend most of our time thinking about the things we don't have. And we worry about the things, how it's going to happen, whether we're going to get it or we are not going to get it. How we are going to take care of our issues. How we are going to make provisions. But I want you to take just a moment. And I want you to come to Psalm 100. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that he is God. It is he that has made you and not we ourselves. So today I want you to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Yes, you may be going through something very difficult. You may be going through something that nobody else understands. But I am challenging you to get outside of yourself this very moment and just praise God with me. Praise Elohim with me. Praise Yah with me just for a few moments. He is our Yahweh. He is our Yod Heh Vav Heh. He is. So I want you to hear a few things that I have to say about who he is. And you know, some of you may be wounded this morning and may be hurt. Some of you may be betrayed. Or you know, you have really trusted something is going to turn out somewhere and it didn't. But it's not the end of it. See, he inhabits the praise of his people. He takes care of things for us. He judges for us. He takes vengeance for us. Psalm 93 said, He will take vengeance for you. And so whatever it is that you are going through right now, I want you to join me and say, oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless the name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord, our Adonai, made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. For he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. Now, beloved, I don't know about you, but this is Psalm 96 that I just read. And let me tell you, he is coming. And the only thing that stands between you and him is you. Just lift up your holy hands and begin to worship him, for he is holy, really. He is holy.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.